Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, and if you'd like to learn more about it, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you will need. The paper is always a free subscription. You can get it as a PDF through your email or a hard copy of the paper through the United States Postal Service. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to one of our mailing lists. Find us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, Fulton County Gospel News, and Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. You can like and follow those pages. And also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. So today I want to read to you the third and final article from the January-February 2023 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. This article is written by my friend Brock Kendall, who preaches in Harrisburg, Arkansas. And his article was entitled, About Preservation of the Saints. Another tenet of Reformed theology and Calvinism is the false concept known as preservation of the saints. Some have referred to it as perseverance of the saints. However, the concept behind perseverance implies action on man's part, and Reformed theology and Calvinism doesn't believe that man contributes one whit to the salvation of his soul. On the contrary, the concept behind preservation more accurately describes the position of Reformed theology and Calvinism. The etymology of the word preservation signifies the idea of guarding beforehand. Reformed theology and Calvinism believes and teaches that God guards beforehand those who have been unconditionally elected, and there is nothing they can do to be lost eternally. Reformed theology and Calvinism proposes that since the elected can do nothing to be saved, he needs to do nothing to remain saved, and that anything he would do in any way that would affect his salvation would negate the miraculous work of God in saving him. Essentially, Reformed theology and Calvinism denies that a child of God can ever apostatize so as to be finally lost. When biblical examples are introduced to the contrary, it is claimed that either such souls were never saved or else their loss was merely temporal. Clearly, Reformed theology and Calvinism is concerned about defending their theology instead of honestly examining the Scriptures in order to arrive at the truth on this matter. Admittedly, this doctrine is full of comfort, a deceptive comfort. For example, the idea that no matter what sort of evil the Christian does or how long he does it, he will never be consigned to hell brings comfort and convenience to an individual. No doubt, Satan could not have concocted a more alluring teaching. The doctrine of preservation of the saints is based upon the assumption that the elect individual is clothed in the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ. Therefore, when God looks at him, he does not see the sins of the elect one. Rather, he sees the perfection of Jesus. Thus, one does not have to be concerned with doing righteousness if he is one whom God has elected to save. This is the Calvinistic doctrine of imputation. Reformed theology and Calvinism believes and teaches that the guilt of Adam's sin was imputed to the whole human race and that all are sinners by virtue of the fact that being descendants of Adam, they inherited the guilt of his sin. Reformed theology and Calvinism goes on to propose that the perfect life of Christ is imputed to the elect individual. God, in viewing that individual, only sees the personal righteousness of Jesus, not the sins of the sinner. Friends, this implies that the elect can continue to sin because Christ lived a sinless life in his stead, and the innocence of Christ now clothes him. Thus, he is relieved of any responsibility for living a godly life. He doesn't even have to correct his wrongs, because he will not be judged by his own actions, but by the perfect life Jesus lived. How absurd! No wonder people follow this false doctrine. It allows man to live the way he wants and still be saved. The Bible clearly states that one who is considered righteous is one who practices righteousness, 1 John 3:7, not the one who has had the personal righteousness of Jesus imputed to him. A sinner becomes righteous by pardon made possible by the atoning death of Jesus, not by the imputation of his perfect life, Matthew 26:28 and Romans 5:8-9. The atoning death of Jesus provides for the sinner's pardon if he will face up to his responsibility to repent and then obey God's laws of pardon. Acts 2:38, 1 John 1:7-9. There are a multitude of passages that Reformed theologians and Calvinists use in order to promulgate their ideology of preservation of the saints. Let's notice some. John 15, 1-6. In these verses, Jesus warns his disciples to continue to abide in him. If it is impossible for a Christian to depart from Christ, then Jesus' warning has no meaning. If Jesus' personal righteousness is imputed to me, then why should I find any motivation to follow the words of Jesus in these verses? Jesus' affirmation is clear. Abiding in him is essential to avoid being burned in the fire. I am not sure Jesus could have made it any clearer. The possibility of losing one's salvation is clearly implied. Acts 8, 9-24. Simon believed and was baptized. Verse 13. Therefore he was a child of God. After becoming a child of God, he sought to buy the gift of God with money. Verses 18 and 19. He was told that he was poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Verse 23. He was commanded to repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Verse 22. So one inspired man, Luke, called Simon a baptized believer. Another inspired man, Peter, told him that he would perish with his money. Simon, though a child of God, had sins that needed to be forgiven or he would perish. Verse 20. Simon had fallen from grace. What other logical conclusion could be drawn? Romans 11:22. This text is a warning to Gentile Christians who were in God's goodness. If they failed to continue in God's goodness, they would be cut off. Why didn't Paul say, "Don't worry, Jesus' personal righteousness will be imputed to you"? The possibility of losing one's salvation is clearly taught. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Not even the staunchest Calvinist would deny that the Apostle Paul was a Christian. Yet, in this text, Paul said that even after preaching to others, he could be disqualified. The idea is he could be lost even though he was a Christian. Thus, the doctrine of preservation of the saints does not stand. Hebrews 6, 4-6. The people under consideration in this passage were once enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, partakers of the Holy Spirit, and had tasted the good word of God. Even Reformed theology and Calvinism believes these descriptions are referring to Christians. Not only could these Christians fall away, but they could fall so far away that it would be impossible to renew them to repentance. The possibility of losing one's salvation is concretely asserted. The Bible teaches that the believer is secure in his salvation as long as he remains faithful to the will of God. 2 Timothy 4:7 and 8. The Word of God also teaches that a child of God can voluntarily, by his sins, separate himself and be lost. Reformed theology and Calvinism's concept of preservation of the saints is a false doctrine that must be rejected. Alright, so that is the end of that article, and I don't know, that this may just be me personally, but I think this is the easiest of Reformed theology's doctrines to defeat. And it's just by a cursory glance at Scripture. There are so many passages, both Old Testament and New Testament, that tell us that man is responsible for remaining in the grace of God. So Brock mentioned a few. John 15, Acts 8, Romans 11, 1 Corinthians 9. All those passages that I just listed or just read to you from his article. But then there are so many more beyond that. I think of Galatians chapter 5, where Paul's writing to the churches of Galatia, and he tells them, if you are going to be circumcised, you have fallen from grace. He's talking to Christians, multiple congregations, and says, if you're going to do this, you have fallen. I don't know how you get around that. I don't know how you argue against that, but those are Paul's words, given to him by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So are we going to believe a doctrine that tells us you have no responsibility for your own sins, it's just your nature, and even if you do sin, if you're one of the elect, that sin will not affect your soul? Are we going to believe that garbage? And I'll just use that word because that's precisely what it is. Or are we going to believe Scripture that constantly warns children of God to remain faithful, to not fall into sin, to not fall from grace, etc.? Which one are we going to believe? I think, and I like one of Brock's sentences, I think he hit the nail on the head here. He said, "No doubt, Satan could not have constructed a more alluring teaching." There's no doubt about that. Because again, man has no responsibility. And if you're saved, you're saved. If you're lost, you're lost. End of story. And so, I think this is, like I said, I think this is one of the easiest of these doctrines of Reformed theology and Calvinism to defeat, because the Bible is just so plain here. I mean, it is on the other subjects too, but this one is like, it's unbelievable to me that people actually hold to a doctrine. They claim to be Christian, hold to a doctrine that says the Christian can never fall away. That is just an outright contradiction of so many passages of Scripture. All right, well, I appreciate you tuning in today to this episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, subscribe to the podcast. Go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News. Find us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, Fulton County Gospel News, and Fulton County Gospel News Podcast pages. And then, of course, you have our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. If you want the paper, get a hold of us in one of those ways and let us know what we can do for you. Thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.